As we know, millions of American families are struggling financially, and some are facing tough choices about how to pay for college. For students, this means learning to live on a strict budget and trying not to run up too much debt. As part of our series on financial literacy, Money Counts, NPR's Chris Arnold visited a college in Maine.
Students are loading up their lunch trays at the University of New England. The campus is right on the bank of the Saco River, where it empties into the Atlantic Ocean. We met up here with John Langevin, who's an assistant dean and school psychologist.
This really is kind of the picture-perfect New England campus. You know.
I go to work every day at the beach.
The problem is it's like 20 degrees.
It's only 20 degrees, and the water is so cold, but it is a beautiful spot.
Langevin says, like many colleges, it might look like a country club, but behind the scenes, many more young people here are under a lot of financial strain. He sees that as a mental health counselor.
We're seeing a higher percentage of students in counseling services than we ever have before.
Langevin says a National Association of College Counselors has recently come out with a survey, and it shows a change in recent years.
About 70% report that the stress levels are higher and the severity of cases that they're seeing is higher than ever before.
Langevin says going to college always poses challenges for young people, but now there's sometimes the added stress of a parent back home who's lost a job or the family's house has been foreclosed on, and that makes students very aware of how much money they're spending at college.
I think, honestly, it kind of makes you a little boring.
Sydney Kaiser is a student who's majoring in nursing. Her mother's been between jobs and struggling to avoid foreclosure for most of the time that she's been in school. So needless to say, money is very tight.
You know, friends saying, hey, you want to go to the movies after class? You know, want to go out to lunch today? I mean, you know, I'm still watching, you know, everything I spend, so... You become a planner.
But Kaiser says there's a deeper difference between her and some of her fellow students whose families don't have any money problems. She says she has to actually do the math on whether she thinks the money she's borrowing to go to school is really worth it and how long it's going to take her to pay it back.
It definitely puts the pressure on. You know, you stress out. It's not, each test isn't just about a grade. It's about dollars and cents. You know, you pass and, you know, maybe you get a shot at life, you know. It's very intense. No wild and crazy college days. It's, you're thinking about, okay, what career can get me what kind of income and how fast can I get started?
And Kaiser has more classmates than you might think who are in pretty much the same boat. Katie Leary is 20 years old and is also a nursing major.
So I was raised in a single-parent household, and my mom actually just 3 months ago, lost her job. She was laid off, and so obviously that raises some issues with schooling, and both my sister and I were in college, so there's two of us in college. So we have to find a way to make that happen.
Counselors here say sometimes students just disappear and go home when their family runs into financial problems. So the university is trying to do more to help them explore all of their options before they end up dropping out. Danielle Rippage is the president of the University of New England.
We've actually added 4 additional staff people to our financial aid office over the past year and a half because we really saw this increase in students needing more help with it.
Rippage says the school is also expanding the number of work, study, and campus jobs available to students. And the university is doing something else that's kind of unexpected. It's offering free bicycles and Zipcar use to students who don't bring a car to school, and that saves them money. Chris Arnold, NPR News.